Sage Steele says ESPN silenced others, I wasn't the only one. By Paul Bois on August 31, 2023. Former ESPN anchor Sage Steele has said that the network intimidated more people into silence beyond her, asserting that her former employer created a culture of fear. As Breitbart News reported, Sage Steele recently settled her lawsuit against ESPN, which she filed after they suspended her for speaking out against the coronavirus vaccine and talking about former President Barack Obama's lineage. Having successfully settled my case with ESPN/Disney, I have decided to leave so I can exercise my First Amendment rights more freely. I am grateful for so many wonderful experiences over the past 16 years and am excited for my next chapter, she said. Speaking with Jesse Watters of Fox News, Steele said that other ESPN employees were subject to the same treatment as her. I wasn't the only one who felt silenced, who felt scared. I mean, some of us would literally whisper in the corner or even in the bathroom and talk about, hey, we can't say this too loud, she said. Steele said ESPN fostered a culture of fear that pushed a one-sided narrative that barred other opinions. Not just in the studio or in the green room or the makeup room, but on social media, on ESPN platforms. And I think that's all I ever wanted. And that's kind of what the suit was about, was consistency. What are the rules? Let's make them clear and make sure everybody follows them, not just the people that fit a certain narrative, she said. Steele said she finally had enough after putting up with the climate for years. The biggest blessing for me is that I've finally learned to be okay not being liked, even if they're for reasons that I think are stupid. People who won't even have a conversation or who have never even met me. That happens quite a lot. And I'm sure you're familiar with it too, she said. It's insane and it's the opposite of what people preach with. Equity and tolerance and inclusion and acceptance and all those words that everybody throws around, especially in corporate America, but when it's actually time to live it. That was my issue, she continued. Steele said she has used her experience to educate her children about standing up for their beliefs and not hiding in fear. So I just hope, yes, in corporate America, these bosses pay attention and are consistent now. But those of us who have a voice, and even if you don't have a big platform, we're hypocrites if we don't begin to call this out and try to change it, she said. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.